Good morning, everyone. Back in Advent 2014, we started somewhat of a new tradition at St. Thomas Becket. What we did is we placed our manger, our crib, right here in the center of us so that we encircled it. And for those of who are visitors, we did not put the traditional straw into the manger, the crib. We created the straw. We created it by taking small pieces of gold paper and in reflecting on a specific question that kind of was for our focus for that Advent. Each week we would look at a different question and our response would go on that. And then we brought those forward and placed them in our crib, as we will do again this Advent season in a moment. And what we did is reflected on questions such as the first year. The question for one of the weeks was, how in the last week was I a presence of Christ to someone? And then the second year, one of the weeks, the question flowed with Pope Francis's call for us to have a year of mercy. And so it was, how this week will I show mercy to myself and others by not judging? And then the following year, we reflected on home. And we reflected on home being about relationships with people, with creation, and with God. And so the question was, what is one action I can take this week to strengthen those relationships? And then last year, one of the weeks, the question was, what darkness do I need Christ's light? And we were to name the darkness. Why would we take time as individuals to write and to place it in this crib manger and to take time to make that part of our prayer, part of our faith? Why would we really even want to think that that would be an important thing to do? And the reason is because of one of the lines in the first reading. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise. We believe in God's promise. We believe that God fulfills that promise to be present in our life and present in everything that is part of our life. And that God fulfilled that promise by bringing to us the gift of Christ. And out of that small crib thousands of years ago, that Christ became real in our lives. And that Christ became the hope that we live and believe in and rely on. It's part of the presence in our everyday life, and it's that hope that we look to in our daily lives. And it might be that it's difficult to see that sign of hope. Maybe right now in your personal life or in mine, there is that struggle to find hope with something I'm dealing with. And it might be even as we look at what is going on in our world, we say, where is hope? The constant sexual abuse things that keep coming out and being thrown up in our faces. The amount of violence that we seem to hear and see, if not weekly, monthly. The amount of increase that we hear of hate and see it displayed in our life. And sometimes the amount of disasters that seem to be almost weekly, as we have just had the one in Alaska. And if we wanted to, we could say, see, those are the signs that Jesus just talked about in the gospel. And those are the signs that really say it's all over and there is no hope. I do not believe that. I do not believe that those are the signs that say to us everything is over and they have the last word. What you and I believe in is the God who fulfills the promise to be ever present to us in life and says to us, light is stronger than darkness. love is stronger than hate, and life is stronger than death. And God says to us, listen to these words of what I say about hope and my promise in life. For in God's compassion, God says, you are not alone. I am with you. I am Emmanuel, God with you. Nothing is impossible with me. That is God's promise fulfilled, telling us that God is present to us, and it is God who is hope. It is God who is there for us. Fred Rogers, who I think many of you know, if not all of you children know, was the star of the TV program Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And he would share this with children when sometimes they would have fear in their life or be afraid. A way to get past your fears and discover hope in times of crisis: look for helpers. Through their caring manner, they bring hope. We have Advent helpers in our life. God is our Advent helper. Jesus is our Advent helper. Each and every one of us are Advent helpers of hope. We bring that to each other's lives. You and I fulfill those words of that first reading. We are the sign of God's promise. We fulfill it by remembering those words of the second reading. Allow God to make you increase in love for one another and for all. And in the last line of the gospel, be a person of prayer. Raise your head. Stand tall. Know that I'm with you. We live that in the goodness and the kindness that overcomes the evil. We live that in the compassion and the gentleness of our life that overcomes the hatred. We fulfill God's promise. We are a circle of hope. Each and every one of you who encircle this crib and encircle me right now are a sign of hope for me. You are one of those who fulfill God's promise for me to be that hope. And so again this year, as we have in the past, each week we will fill our crib with our straw. The way we'll do that, as we have in the past, you will simply, if you will, at this time, to pass the baskets with the pencils and paper down. If you wish to do this, if you choose not to and rather do that at home, feel free to do that. This is strictly confidential. No one is going to be reading this. In a minute, I will give you the question in which I will invite you to write your response. Father Mike, then, at the end of the prayers of the faithful, will invite us how to bring that forward. So let's make sure that people have a piece of the straw and a pencil.